Okay, in Tzadik Ches, we're at Sif Ches. Hopefully we're going to finish them in Tzadik Ches today. We've been dealing with the measurement of Bittul B'Shishim. The last thing we learned at the end last time is something that doesn't come up so l'maisa. The idea that an egg needs 61 in Zion, and that a cow only needs 59. We are not so precise in our measuring that there's much of a difference if you measure Shishim or you measure 59. Besides, I don't think we've ever seen a cow. They don't sell cow.
You had. They had a dinner with cow.
They served cow. He wants to know where to get it. Okay. What? Yeah, I went to the slaughterhouse. There's no cow because they only slaughter steer. What? No, the cow, whatever the cow part is. Good? Alright, let's see the Ramah. Kol Yisurim Anoyegim Bizman Hazeh Kulam is Batal B'Shishim. All of the different Yisurim that come up Halacha L'Maisa are Batal B'Samach B'Shishim Mulvad Chometz B'Pesach. Of course we had to mention Chometz B'Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kedem Lachag. Except for Chometz B'Pesach. Now that's important. It only says Mulvad Chometz B'Pesach. That means chametz before Pesach, even if you have your Pesach tikka pots and your wife has already changed the kitchen to make it Pesach tik a couple of days, a few days before Yantif, and she's cooking chicken soup to serve at the Seder, and chametz falls in to the soup, so it's batel b'shishim. Because chametz kaidem Pesach, if it falls into a mixture, lach b'lach is batel. I don't know about your wife. My wife wouldn't serve it. But the halacha is that chametz before Pesach is batel b'shishim. So it's all except for chametz b'Pesach, chametz on Pesach itself. B'yayin nesach. Kashin is b'ayivil chesein. Yayin nesach. Actually, what we call yayin nesach, which is stam yeinam, is batel b'shishim. And in water, it's even batel b'shisha. But yayin nesach here means yayin that was actually nesnasach labai dezara. So all Avodah Zarah Yisurim are also b'mashu. Kashin Nisbar b'Hilchei Seder. U'bilvad, here's an important exception. When do we say Bittul B'Shishim? Only Shehe Isser Einei Nais in Tam B'Kedera. If you can't taste the Isser in the Heter. Avalim Nais in Tam B'Eis Kedera. But if L'maisa you could taste it, and it's something which is an iser mitzad atzmai. I'll explain what that means in a moment. If you can actually taste the iser, so it fell in, you measure 60, it's mutter. But now, when you go and the Rav told you it's batel b'shishim, it's mutter, you can taste the iser shavai, so then it's aser anyway, even though there's shishim, because tam kicker is their right, the shishim is an estimation of what we estimate is no tam. But if we see tam, then avad it's aser. Ulochei, melach, salt, vitavlin, or spices, midvarim davidi litaima, which are things that give taste even more than shishim. Im isuran machmas atzmon ein betelim b'shishim. If the salt or the pepper is an iser machmas atzmon, what does it mean, iser machmas atzmon? Let's say the pepper is pepper of Isser, of Arlo. Let's say we'll see about Arlo, but pepper doesn't go on the tree. But let's say it's a spice or salt. How could salt be Isser? Isser could only, I guess, be salt of an Avodah Zarah, salt of Yerdi Dachas. What? And a neder from the salt, but neder is not. It doesn't. Neder go bust the loshim of the yodah. Talks because I is with it. You're a farish, okay. So if the iser, the salt or the tavlin is an iser machmas atzmai, then if you could taste it, it's not bottle. Of course, this comes to exclude what? Let's say you have a lemon, which can taste to more than 60, and the lemon itself is heter, but the lemon was cut with a trefa knife. And when the lemon was cut with a trefa knife, now it's put into a Diet Coke, and it's bottle b'shishim. How much of the lemon went in? A drop, it's bottle b'shishim. But when you drink it, you can taste the lemon. So you'll think, wait, the lemon is iser, so it should aser the soda. So this is the rule that we've spoken about, that kol eina nesar, yachal eser, b'mokim sheina iser atzma yachal leilosha. That if the iser itself is bottle b'shishim, even if it gives taste into something like salt or a lemon or tavlin, it's still, the tavlin is still bottle b'shishim. Because the only time we say that melech the tavlin aser is im asurim machvas atzmon. If they're an issa, the etzem, that means the salt is issa, or the tavlin is issa, or the lemon is issa. The lemon is iser, so then if a drop of lemon falls into a soda and you can taste it, it's awesome. But if the lemon isn't iser, just it was cut with a trefa knife, so it's not an iser machmas atzmai, it just has an iser boluabai, so then just like the iser itself would have been batel b'shishim, the lemon, which has a taste of iser, is also a batel b'shishim. So chatichanas, even though we say chatichanas nevela, but that's not to change the characteristic of the iser. The iser is something that's not nice and tavia iser b'shishim. So iser the din of chatichanas nevela doesn't go this far. This nevela is a gzeirah to basa b'chalav, so it doesn't go so far to give it a stronger characteristic of iser. If you want shachla mitveis, is masber what we just said. Lafuke b'lu of the iser, right?
They hold the lemon, and you don't.
Is the lechatchila? Lechatchila, you're not allowed to squeeze the lemon. You're not allowed to be mevatelis lechatchila. So, I mean, if the guy puts the lemon on, it's not a problem. But for you to squeeze the lemon in lechatchila, be mevatelis. I don't think they deliberately put the taste of the lemon in. The Torah says there's no mevatelis lechatchila if they don't purposely put the taste in. They put it on the side of the cup and mele drips it. So there's no knas of mevatelis lechatchila. If this that went to the source not bottle b'shishim, then it's pashit nachinami that it would ask it, even if the salt taste. Yeah. All right. So this is a rather simple rule that when do we say bittul b'shishim? That's only for the klal of tam kikker. But any time you know that it has taste, it still asks. There are a couple of shachs here that I'd like to learn. First, Chav Zayin. Shach of Zayin. It said there are only two things that are not bottle b'shishim. Chavitz b'Pesach and Yayin Esach. Loshen HaTor, Vilvad Chavitz b'Pesach, Yayin Esach, V'Tevel v'Arla. Also Tevel, that's Peiros Eretz Yisrael, from which there was no separation of Chumas u'Maisris, v'Arla. Arla, as you should know, is not even a chutzlaret. If someone has a tree in his backyard or a blueberry bush in his backyard, the peiros, the first 3 years, are osir. They're osir b'hanah, not only b'achila, osir b'hanah, and they're also not batel b'shishim. That's the din of arla. So the lashon hator, interesting lashon. V'vad chametz b'pesach yayin nesach v'tevel v'arla she'ein lanu ata esek b'hen. What does that mean? She'ein lanu ata esef. We now have no involvement with these things. Vadai, arla nehenes bizman hazeh. So what do you mean we have no esek in it? Certainly arla is naig bizman hazeh. Filo b'chutz la'aretz. Kid l'kamar reish tzadik dalen. So what does it mean? Ein lanu ata esek behen? Al ratzalai me ein lanu b'mokim hazeh b'hilchis taruvis esek behen. He says it means that that's not what we're talking about here in hilchis taruvis. When I talk about things that are not batel b'shishim, the chay pasuk haprisha, the loyka aterazov, not like the levush in the sefer aterazov. Shekasav chutz v'tevel v'arla shein lanu ata esef behen shein nayhagim beinenu. That they're not noyig bisman hazeh chutz laaretz. Akam l'shaynei loy dok. The levush made a mistake. Daha v'hadi hishmer arav arla afagav de pashit b'mishnah chalapaiskim. Why did the Shulchan Aruch bring Arla? The Kamar is Tzadik Dalit. The Shiura the Arla b'minai b'masayim. Arla is Barba 1 in 200. Efsha either Tana b'shayim. He left it out. Yinami leboi leboi mechutz b'chadus b'pesa v'yayin nesha shishura b'mashu. But Lamai said there's no question that Arla is Zayi b'zman hazeh and Arla is not bottle b'shishim and needs bittle b'200. Okay, Dabar HaMaimid is not a type of Isser. We will have Dabar HaMachmid, Dabar HaMaimid, these things that we're going to learn Simin Lamid, Simin Kuf, Kuf Alf, and Kuf Beis, the Dvarim Chashuvim, all the things that are not bottle Mishishim because of what they are, but not because of the type of Isser. So that's the exception here. It's interesting, in the bottom there's a Hagaf and the Tzvila Tzadik. It sounds like the Lavush made a terrible mistake. He says, Arla is not Noeg Bizman Hazeh B'chutz La'aretz. So it sounds like he made a terrible mistake. So you and I learn it, we go Vaita. He, the Lavush, was his grandfather, his great-grandfather. So he couldn't let the Shach pass without trying to answer up for his Zayda. So how can he make such a mistake? So in the Tzvila Tzadik, he says, Nira Lili Yashay Das Akeni Aterezav. He says, I want to answer for my Zayda. That Terezov, the Vaday Daichik Lefarish came to Tor. It sounds like a Daichik Pshat in the Tor. Okay, Yishleim. Kivan da Arla Sveikai Bechutz Loretz Mutter. Kedisa Simajay Sadi Dalaz of Tess. Shekain Halacha. We have Halacha, Moshe Messinai. She Sveikai Yehi Mutter. That's why in America you don't see on the Echsherim Noki Mechshash Arla. Even though in Eretz Yisrael it always says Noki Mechshash Arla, Bechutz Loretz, we're allowed to rely on Sveikis. So Loch HaMashem Sinai that Arla's Chutz Loretz Sveika his mother. Okay, Koshin Esarev Yeh Sofik HaKol Echad. He says every Taruvis is a Sofik on each one. Huh? He's saying when it mix when Arla mixes into something, so it's a Sofik which one it is. Avshas Chazik Yisura V'komok and Koshi Yesh Samach V'nisbasal Tamay Le'mazim Ikriyas Chaz. Saying let's say you have an Arla fruit that fell into a pot of food. Now, if you can taste that fruit, so there's nothing to talk about. It's a chayisr. But now, you can't taste it. It's more than shishin. But Arla needs masayim. So he says, no, here it'll be mutter, because whichever fruit you take out to eat, it's a suffix if that is Arla, and therefore, it's mutter. So I'm not sure, I don't really understand this, because the way I understand, Arla is not bottled until Masayah means that there's no suffix. If there's Arla there and it gives taste up to 1/200, it's all Vade Yisr. What? How's it going to give taste? Mim b'minai. We're not talking about Mim b'minai. With Magish and Tama means Mim b'minai.
Why
do
you think
it's
taste? It can be more than one chopstick.
If it's only Mim B'Minai, then you're right. But that's not what the Rambam is talking about.
Is Mim B'Minai?
I didn't think so. Maybe we have to take our aesthetic dollar and take a look. My understanding was even Mim B'Minai. It's not even a tam, but it's a din that it's a offer of a sinai that it's not bottled.
By
Mim
B'Minai. You don't know which is which, so it's a sapling.
Okay.
So you know the time is there.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be. Then you know the Bli is there. Yeah. Okay, so we have to see a race of the Dalai.
Maybe
with
Mim B'Minai,
what
do you mean?
What?
Maybe what Mim B'Minai, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't the type of Isser that the Shir is Messiah. Even though in this particular mixture it's not Messiah, but the type of Issa that has a shear of Messiah.
Therefore,
so that's what Ramami thought would be that Issa.
Ramad, you mean the Torah, when he mentioned Arla? Ramad didn't mention Arla.
When the
Torah mentioned Arla.
So it's a type of
Issa
that's not
bought the
Pashisha.
The type of
Issa
which is not.
From a okay. If you would have a membership,
okay, we have to move on.
Mim
B'Minai. min bevina yavesh biyavesh. Well, he's saying is that by Arla it isn't din, that's bottle for Messiah, then it's Messiah.
Point
here
that
as long as
it's
suffering, now that Misha should never be Messiah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see Chav Tes. Arla is also about Noah. Chutzlars also, yes. All DNA Arla and Chutzlars are the same, except Sveik and Motor.
Yeah,
the Sveik
is not in itself. You give it to someone.
No, it's also about Noah. Is this Anon or Allah?
Allah, they
used to feed each other on this. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch, it says it's us. Yeah. Yeah, whenever we say it's nice and tam, we mean it's nice and tam with Shvach. The problem with the medications is that the trephis is not the medicine. The trephis is usually the flavoring. The glycerin, which is the main problem with medication, it improves the taste. It doesn't make the taste worse. It makes the taste better. I don't know. I think alright.
If it's the ingredients.
The what?
It's an ingredient over there that's the taste, not the begam is the medicine. The ingredient is
the iser is not pagan. All right, I want shach choftes and lamid. Choftes and lamid, both of these are because the eger has a disagreement with the shach in both cases. So let's see the two of them. Choftes, I fill a be'elof loy bakel kasa b'se v'heter haynu midrabana. That what is this din that if you put salt into a mixture, salt of Isser, and it's more than shishim, and you can taste it, it's not bottled with shishim, he says that's only in Isser Rabbanan. And therefore, Kosovite Shom B'Seif HaKlal, Demein Yadua Megishin Tamei Eloi, Mati B'Kai Gavna, let's say you're not sure. You taste something, and yes, do you taste it? Don't you taste it? You're not sure if you could be Margish the Tam of the Isser. He says, well, since it's bottled with shishim, is only min haTorah, and more than shishim is only a derabbanan. So therefore, matir b'kai gavna bar zerua gam atah v'achilo lemitzchon masiyach levitum layakan to rely on a guy, because since the shayla is only a shayla v'derabbanan, so therefore you can rely on a guy masiyach levitum. So l'chayra this shach is a plea. The shach is saying that if you know it's bottled b'shishim, but you can taste it, you definitely can taste it. It's only in this derabbanan. What do you mean it's only Nisa Drabana? Tam Kiyakud Eraisa, the whole din of Shishin is an estimation of when you could taste it. If you know you could taste it, it should Zicha be Yasser. So Rabbi Kiva Eger here just says, Hainu Midrabana, and Haran Kosav Shud Eraisa. In the same, Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't bring every time a Rishon argues. Rabbi Kiva Eger is bringing it because it's a Pella. How could you say that that if you could taste it, it's only Nisa Drabana? No, first he said the Hainu Midrabanan, that a filo be'elof loy bakel is the Rabbanan. And then he said, because of Aicham, that if you misupik, so you can be mekel, at least to give it to a guy, misyach levitum. So, yeah. We're mekel by suffik to Rabbanan, we're mekel to give it to a guy, that's what he's saying. By suffik of it is
the
Rabbanan.
That's what he's saying here. Right.
The are place given by Misiach Levituma who say, I think I mentioned it then, that the place given by Matir by a suffix is a drabana to give it to a guy. It's not to Mach by Nisid Rabbanah, not by a
suffix.
No, it's not a
Rabbanah.
No, it's a
Rabbanah. According to what
the Shabbat
is saying,
it's
a
Rabbanah.
We said you
could
be
in
the
Bible. No. The Machaber holds that way. We don't pass it to
the
Bible. It's like Shabbat. So this is one shach which needs a hesber. How can this shach say it's a derabbanan? Shach lamid l'chei melech v'tavlin ayin b'teres chatas klapei hei din dalid shepasak dafilu nofal melech v'tavlin l'dover sheshove b'shmai. If melech and tavlin fell into something which has the same name, afilu hachi kivan d'cholok b'taymai loy batul. If it has a different taste, it's not bottled. Avol. Im nafal edava sheshava b'tamai, But if it fell min b'minai, bottle b'shishim. If salt of Isser fell to salt of Heter, or tavlin of Isser fell to tavlin of Heter, it's min b'minai. So min b'minai is bottle b'shishim. Now, l'chayr, that makes sense. It doesn't give taste. But 1 minute. We've spoken out that min b'minai is a gzeira, minai atu einai minai. The whole din of min b'minai needing bittul is a gzeira min b'minai atu min b'einai minai. If you're going to be mekel min b'minai, people will be mekel min b'einai minai. If so, over here, should be the same thing. Here, where melech and tavlin in einai minai needs more than shishim. So in minai, it should also need shishim. Again, Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is the second Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shav zekad ma'am batal b'samach. I ain't shav prichadash u'beminches yakoi. Cholku b'zeh. The b'minai misharin kol shirayi litain. It's missing the word tam. Kol shirayi litain tam kenegdai b'einai minai. Maybe that's right to give taste. B'einai minai. Well, guys, b'minai yata einai minai. And since melech for tavlin, the einai minai needs shishim. It needs more than shishim, so minai also should need more than shishim. The Chavis Das comes to explain the shach on both of these points. That Rabbi Kiva Eger is magia. And the Chavis Das in Simchat Neches has an interesting insight into the mitzias of salt and tavlin. He says that this mitzias, that salt, you can taste salt, even if it's a small amount of salt and a large amount of food, is not really the taste of the salt. The salt causes what he calls a pirsum pi'ula in the food. Salt causes the taste of the food to be accented. It accents the taste. Like accent. It brings out the taste of the food. That's the mitzvah of salt. It's not so much that you're tasting the salt, or you're tasting the tablet. It brings out the taste of the food. He says, therefore, in Shachov test, he said it's only a Durabana. Why is it only a Durabana? Because the mitzias of salt is not that you taste the salt in Shisha. It's that the salt causes this pirsum pu'ula satam of everything else. And that mitzias of causing a pirsum pu'ula satam, he says, is only a is what he means, that it's only a Durabana. So that's a drabana because it seems to give it to taste. Tavlin, it's I'm sorry, shasukot zayin. Tavlin einai tam gomor. Spices aren't a real taste. Rak bishum pirsam apuula aser bimitavel kimavua beperik beizim mesechtes arla beram b'mayishan. So he says it's only a drabana. Teidad einai ala drabana kama shikazav shasukot nchav test. And that's why in Shach Lamid we're Mekel.
Isn't tavlin so, different types of things?
What?
Is it one spice tavlin or is it
tavlin, there are many different spices.
So why is it mean?
Why is it all
considered one mean if it's different types of spices?
No, no, when I say tavlin, I mean it generically. We don't want to say salt, pepper, go list all of them. It's true. When I say spices, I don't mean that ginger and cinnamon are mitzaris. I mean, ginger is one, cinnamon is one, pepper is one. We're talking each one independently, separately. Whichever spice you put in, if you can taste that spice, it'll last, but that's only midrabah.
But is that amino?
Two different spices, amino and amino.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the rule of the Pirsum HaPa'ula, which is that spices and salt are only Durabana, and therefore we have the coolest of Isurim Durabanan when you can taste it. I don't think it's so Shchiach Beineinu to have salt or spices that are Isur Machmasatzmai. Even if you buy spices without a Hechsher, and you Chayshish that the Kelim might have been Treif, but the spice itself is not Treif, and therefore it's not really a problem. The Prichadash here talks about garlic and onions. Garlic and onions, of course, also have the mitzias of having taste. I'd just like to point out, it's in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Prichadash, about a little more than halfway down. The first word on a line, B'dash, a cost of a Rambam, b'pirish ha-mishnah, b'masech t'sarla, d'shumin, u'b'tzalin, v'shuman, v'chaymeis, kulam, oh, shemen is that? Was it shuman?
Shemen?
Shemen is a spice?
Oil.
I don't know. Shuman is a machlekes rishayin, but if fats have a different spice. Kulam, nikraim, tavlin, they're all called spices, kisha'adam iskavin l'tavl behem. Now those four words, kisha'adam iskavin l'tavl behem. If the reason you put it in is because you want to spice up the food, then it has a din of spices. So I didn't understand that, why it matters if you had kavana, or you didn't have kavana, it's a metzias. If you look at the very end of the Pri Chadash, where he sums up his psak, he says, Oid mash mavadei loy plisi saisis for Rambam, Gabla das Rambam, Eina b'chval stam b'tavlin, Shumra b'tzalin, Avol, im kivin l'tavl ben k'day ras, I have a b'chval b'tavlin. Says, if you had kavana to spice up your food, then it has a din of tavlin. Who cares if you had kavana? Devarim mitzvah tzvichas kavana? It depends if you taste it. Well, who cares if you had kavana? You didn't have kavana. I don't understand the words. That's Ashevei, but why should Ashevei matter here? Maybe you need something like that. All right, Baruch Hashem, it's not Shriach Beineinu. No one ever asked me a shiloh about an onion or a garlic that was a Sabbath Masatzvai. If you did, I don't know what I would do with this because
that was compared to the in order to be able to spice up food, add in spices to something in it. Like shemen, normally shemen is not a spice.
I mean, something was added to it.
Something to it to make it into something that was spicy.
Okay, if that's what he meant, he should have said so. I don't know.
Kept the peeled onion out overnight.
Could be. You left the peeled onion out overnight. You need to get some aquasats. Okay, let's see Sif Tess. Sif Tess is a Chiddush. Yeah. Gives taste of more than 60. You mean if you say kivin l'tavel bohem, it doesn't really depend what your kavana is, it depends what function it serves in a particular mixture. Okay, that's true about every tavlin. Alright? Could be that's what he meant. Alright, so test is the halacha of Yisurim Mevatlin Zazah. It's a very big chiddush. Again, it doesn't come up much, but it's a chiddush in din. The chiddush is that Yisurim Mevatlin Zazah, as we'll see in a moment, it means that when you have to have 60 against an Isser A, you need 60 in the Heter. It doesn't have to be 60 in Heter. If the other 60 has some Isser in it, one Isser is Mevatel another Isser, and we'll see the example. Kedera sheyesh ba nun tez zeisim Heter, v'naflu ba beiz zeisim. You have a pot with 59 ounces of Heter, and fell into it 2 ounces. Echad shel dam, ve'echad shel chaylev. 1 ounce of dam, 1 ounce of chaylev. So you have 2 ounces of iser, and 59 ounces of heter. Kol echad mitzdareif in amnun teshel heter, levatel chaveray. Each one helps to be mevatel the other. The dam is batel and shishim, and the chaylev is batel and shishim. Yeah? Is it mistaver?
No.
I was going to say yes. The reason
is because
you don't have a tam.
You're lucky. Your second is a fella.
Yeah.
The reason is because there's no test. Because really, shishim, we have to remember, is not a halachah mashem sinai. Shishim is an estimation of taste. So if dam falls into 60 times as much as its volume, who cares if it's isra hetter? The tam dam is bottle. The chela fell in. The tam chela is bottle. So you can ask. What happens if I have 61 different isurim and they're all in one mixture?
You need one head with this.
So I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear if I read you a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Zevachim, I believe, which is quoted in the Yad Avraham. The Gemara says, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. Where is it?
No, it's on the left hand side, the three lines down.
Anyway, the Gemara says there in Zvachim. That if you have a mixture of pigle, noiser, and tame, you have to remember, min b'minai bin atayres batal b'raiv. If you have one kezayis of pigle, one kezayis of noiser, and one kezayis of tame, and the three of them fall into a pot, and that's all, just the three of them. So there's no issa d'iraisa. The pigle is batal in the noiser v'tame, the noiser is batal in the pigle v'tame, and the tame is batal in the pigle v'noiser.
Do it right.
And the resulting mixture is mutter. If somebody wants to see more, I know that Chavis Das in the back has a little bit of an arichas to try to explain this, but it's a davar pella. He says each isser is bottle, a different isserim, and therefore each isser is bottle. It would seem the same thing. If you have 61 kezesim of different isserim and different tamim, and they fall to a mixture, that they'd be mutter. Now, by the pickle nice of the time, it says it's mutter minat Torah. It doesn't say it's mutlach atzilah to eat it. But by... But when it comes to Nesinus... What? Could you eat them all at once or not? So that's a machlokes to Rosh and the Rashba. No, they fell in at one shot. All three fell in simultaneously. Otherwise, fell in. If there was only the three of them, and one fell into one... You didn't know it's machlokes later in the Shach and the Rambam. Well, it depends if you also need Master Bale.
The one thing is,
No, you have now a new mixed taste, which is none of the taste.
But you drop it into and you recognize the other taste. So if you have 61,
I can't recognize any Isser. Which Isser can I recognize?
Which one, but every one is Nicker.
None of them are Nicker.
And here there's no Isser Nicker when I have Dan and Chaylev falling into. The mixture of Dan and Chaylev is giving taste.
Well, you
took
it out.
The taste of
the right
took it out.
I would agree with you, except not for that Gemara.
But they took it out in that.
You
Gemara.
Have to have right.
They took all the bad out.
Oh, if you can see if you can see it, you take it out. It usually blood spreads into it. So, v'chei the Rambam goes, the Shulchan Aruch goes on. The second case. No, there's no issa to be mabit pigle. It's a mitzvah to be mabit pigle. Or nois or atomic. It's a mitzvah, it's not an issa. You mean if in a tyrant's bottle, I'm not allowed to be mabit in it? Very good. Very good. Okay, but the mitzvah, they are medamit. They're not me, but they're all medamit to this thing of Yisur Ma'al Zezad. What you're saying is very nice, but the mitzvah, they are medamit.
How can there not be a
See, there's a tamitzurif, there's a combined taste, which is no individual taste. Everything gives taste, but it's not a nikkur, it's not a taste that's nikkur b'shayatzmai. It's not noticeable separately. That's the chiddush. I told you it's a chiddush. B'chei chavtes eisim shel heter shadaf lebev kezayis chaylev. If you have in one pot 29 kezayisim of chayle, of heter, and chayle falls in. K'tei re'achas eish shloishim shel heter v'dach lebev kezayis shel dam. And another path, you're really having a bad day. The other path, 30 of heter and a kezayis dam falls in. So imagine this lady. She's cooking in the kitchen. Nebuch, her chalin fell in, the kezayis dam. And then in her soup fell in kezayis chaylev. And then the sarvu b'shaygeh. And then she didn't know.
She was going to
her little kid came and mixed them both together. So maybe she made it in the garbage. She throws it together. B'shaygeg, 1 minute. So mutter, she is Ivey. Three serious things happened to me. First, it fell to 29, it's Issa. Fell to 30, it's Issa. Then the two of them got combined. You say, Mazel Tov, now it's Heter. Because now the two of them are in one mixture, and therefore it's mutter. B'koshkein, Now the Ramah has a case which may happen at your house. Koshkein v'beis esim echad shal gvina echad shal basar v'cholecha b'batul chaveiroi. If you have one pot in which there's some meat and one pot of food in which there's some milk, and the two pots now the mixture is combined, so now you could measure shishim in the total mixture. Let's say someone is making a milchika vegetable soup, and they go and they take, and I've had this call numerous times, people tell me they have these cubes or these ingredients that they put into soup which are sometimes parrot and sometimes fleshy. And it's interesting, there's a brand, I don't remember which brand, but I've had numerous calls from people who put it into the and they say it's always parrot, and today it was fleshy. They shank up a sign in the supermarket that these are fleshy, sometimes they're fleshy, sometimes they're parrot. So what do I do? So we're saying now is that you can measure shishim. You need shishim against the amount of milk in the pot of that has milchiks, and shishim against the amount of flesh in the mixture that has fleshiks. And if you have shishim against any one of them, if you have the milk being mevatel the meat or the meat being mevatel the milk, so then it's the taruv is going to be mutter. Because milk and meat, once they're iser, they're bas b'cholav, it's kula iser. But kol zaman, we don't say chatichet as nevela milk. If you have milk in a mixture, it's not; it doesn't become all milk. Only the milk is milk. It's not iser. If you have meat in the mixture, only the meat. When you mix it, the isur mevat l'zeh, and therefore, if you have 60 against the amount of milk, or 60 against the amount of meat, even just against one, then the whole taruvus is mutter. That's this halacha. What? Yeah, the cube is a little. Well, the cube has many ingredients in it.
Right.
But the cube, really, anything that's concentrated, we measure according to its mixture before it was dehydrated. It was knocked down. So we would go by the whole. Let's say a cube is made to give one bowl of soup. So we would measure it as a bowl of soup, and if the mixture is one-tenth meat, so then we would measure a tenth of it as the meat, depending on whatever it is.
You have one third, and you can then put in an additional third.
So the reason it says b'shegeg is because ein mevatlin isa l'chatchila. We're not allowed l'chatchila, you're not allowed to be mevatlisa. So that's why it says here b'shegeg mutter. Now, what?
In the milk mixture, you could make it a bottle of shishim.
You can be a vatel heter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a heter, and then it's. Yeah, okay, heter, you can talk to me. So that's the kasha of Shach Lamedalet. Shach Lamedalet asks, and let me before that review with you, we had a rule of Chaticha Das Nevela. Chaticha Das Nevela, min hatoira, is only by Basa B'cholav. When meat and milk fall into a mixture, kazayis of meat and kazayis of milk, and it asers. So we consider it that there are two kazayis of iser. Chaticha das nevela. The meat is iser and the milk is iser. Once you have a mixture of meat and milk that's iser, and it's two kazayis, and you throw it into another pot, you need shishim against both kazayis. It's not enough. Once it's iser, you can't be mevatel just the milk and say, oh, now there's no time milk, it's mutter. Chaticha das nevela means once it combines, it's this. The Mechaber only holds Chaticha Das Nevela by Basa B'cholav. The Ramah holds of Chaticha Das Nevela by Kol Isurim, by all Isurim. So let's read again the end of the Ramah. Chafta Zeisim Shel Heter. Shadafu Bev Kizayis Chelev. Yeah, 29 Kizayisim of Heter, of vegetables. And a Kizayis Chelev fell in. Now, according to the Ramah, Chaticha Nas Nevela, all 30 Zaysim are now Isser. So now, it's not going to help. Now you're going to mix this with something else. Because it's already Chaticha Nas Nevela. So that's the Shach's Kasha in Shach Lamed Dalin. B'tur Kasa V'chein Shloishim, B'shulchan Aruch HaYishenim, B'bli HaGoyis Kasa V'chein Chofta Zaysim, V'chein Ubtshuv Sarash, Hu Yaisa Dachin, Ha'olay Yavusi Yaisa V'dayk. This din is not possible the way we paskin the chaticha das nevela b'chol isurim. The kibun enough al kizayis dam l'kidei ra'achas. Nas nevela. If a Kzayis Dav fell into a pot and there was no Shishin, it's Das Nevela. B'cheda Kedera Abeis. Me. Reisha. The Reisha means when there were 59 Zaysim of Heter. And Dav Chela fell in, Ika Lefushe, B'nafla Abeis Zaysim of Asachas. They fell in simultaneously, the Cholechem of Asl Tam Chaveri. That's good. Aval Hacha, the Ma'ir, the Beis Kederis, Kasha. Loi Havelela Rav, Listein Advarim. The Ramah shouldn't have been Saisim, he should have had Agad, said Ladidon, it's Osir. Loi Shakasav Koshkein Shtei Zaysim Echachal Gvina. Mashmid the Bereisha, Loi the Lamachab of all less, Salamite Loi Amina Chatechasavela, Lamai the Kaimel Chatechasavela, Bachali Surim. Pshita Hainu Afilu Bishayge, Kimuka Bakamaduch, Nikol Kamal Samitai, Desafei Behedya. So these are the Kashas. Rav Shetei Chatechasavela. So the Shach offers two terutzim. Either Yesh Leimar, V'sosam hadvarim l'nyin lach b'lach, D'loy aminich haticha d'ras nevela, B'ech shen merubo le'el simitzad ibeisif dalet, Chekosav v'hagos simitzad tesef hei. By lach b'lach, the Ramah is soymach on the mechaber b'ech shen merubo. Lach b'lach meaning a mixture of liquids, which is what we're talking about here. Because liquids, as opposed to solids, which don't spread and mix with each other well. But the liquids, they do spread and mix well with each other. So there, Behesh and Meruba was Saimach on the Mechaber. So therefore, I guess, you have here 60 Zaysim of food, so you assume that it's Behesh and Meruba, so therefore he's Mekel. That's one Teretz. V'ayyeh Shloimer, the Rav Ozel L'Tameh, Shepasim Teretz Chata, Shebeisim L'Kamonsim in Tzadik Tes, Sivkat and Tesvav, this is something we're going to discuss in a week or maybe in 2 weeks. The Ramah Shita is, if you have a mixture and you don't know about it, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. It has to be Noida HaTaruvis. Why? What's the difference if you know or not? The answer is, because remember, Chaticha Nas Nevela is really only by Basa B'Cholah. By Shari Surim, it's a Gzeira Atu Basa B'Cholah. If you're going to be Mekel on Shari Surim, you'll be Mekel on Basa B'Cholah. You'll get confused. If you don't know about it, you won't get confused. If the mixture is something you're unaware of, so it's not something you're going to get confused about. So Lo Yinayda HaTaruvis, if you didn't know about it, the Ramah Shita is that we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. And then you can have a case where blood fell in 29, and Chela fell into 30, and the two combined, and now you find out about it to be Mekel. But the Shach himself says, the Shach says he disagrees with this Ramah of Loi Noida HaTarubis. But it's a way to answer the Ramah here in this sense. So, what?
The whole function of a moving the mass
of the veil,
if you mix it with
another thing,
then
the veil is
right. But if you know about it, of course,
it's
also, you can't be
causing
the
best feeling. All right, B'shaigeg, it says B'shaigeg, it's full.
Okay,
here. We'll leave our arguments for Sim and Sabi Kass, we're going to get to it. What about Chaticha Nas Nevela? It's the same thing. It's the Gzayis of Dam. It makes 29 Nas Nevela. How can it ask it? A Dam can't ask it. The answer is that Chaticha Nas Nevela is only the same quality. It's quantity, but the same quality of the Nesinas Tam. Which means, if I cut a lemon with a trefa knife that has Nevela on it, the lemon can't be more chomor than that volume of Nevela. And you do need shishim against whatever's Nasa Nevela. But the fact that lemon has a quality, that it's a spice, that it gives taste to more than shishim, that, since the Issa doesn't have it, the Nesa doesn't have it either. Okay? Since the Issa itself... You would need shishim against the drop of lemon juice that fell in. Right? Whatever, the drop of lemon, you need shishim against it. But you don't... So you need shishim against it.
The whole lemon...
Against the whole lemon? Yeah, but you need shishim against it. It's just that the quality that it has, that it gives more taste, that quality doesn't transfer. Okay. Yeah, we'll make a Bessa Meruba.
The shop later
said to that. Alright, so this is the din of Isur Mevat Lezezeh. Again, there are a couple of Rebbe Kiva Eggers here. let me at least just mention it without going into the lumdis too much, because it's not so negeh al halacha. Naflu b'shnei zeisim, the first Rebbe Kiva Eger on the page. Im tochav b'kedera shel nuntez zeisim, beis kabbis, the first Rebbe Kiva Eger that starts sif test, the naflu. V'naflu, we don't have them numbered. We're old fashioned. Vinoflu is the first word.
Start with Vinoflu.
Okay, Siftes Vinoflu, Bosh Nezaisim. If Tachem the Kedarish on Nuntezaisim, base kappas. If you put a spoon, let's say a Fleischke spoon or a Trefa spoon, into a pot that has 59 Zaisim of Heter, and you put in two spoons, Echad bolua by kizayis dam, echad bolua by kizayis chalav. The chayr should be the same thing. Yisur should be mevatel zuhezu. Ein mevatlin zeze. So I said chalav chaylev. One has a kizayis dam, one has a kizayis chaylev. Ein mevatlin zeze. Why not? The shema echad polat, the echad loy polat. I think it's a mistake. You say shema echad bolat, the echad loy bolat. But it means that we don't know when blias go in and out of kalim. So now, when I have here a pot, and in the pot are 59 zeisim of heter, and two spoons are in the pot. Now, one spoon might have given out tam dam. Now, you'll argue the tam of the dam went into 59 zeisim of heter plus the spoon. So Tara says we don't know if that spoon was belay a dam. In order for that spoon to be belay the dam, if it wasn't pilot the dam, then there's no iser. We're saying if it was pilot dam, you're talking about it's a dam, it's a chaylev.
You have to put in two spoons. So maybe
one is dam, one is chaylev. Let's talk about each one.
Maybe the chaylev was pilot and the dam wasn't. So you have one.
So let's say only the chaylev was pilot. If the chaylev was pilot, so now it went into 59 zeisim of heter plus a spoon. It went into 60. Who cares if that spoon was pilot? Well, it gives belaya.
The metal of the spoon is not.
The terrace is, we don't know if the metal of the spoon is by lay or not.
No, the metal of the spoon is not.
Why not? Why not? Only because we don't know if it's by lay.
The metal has no.
That's the only reason that's not.
The metal of the dam.
We're going to have it in the tzaddik test, the first prima garden. Okay, why is a keli not mitzaret? Generally, if I have a pot of food, why don't I count the pot as part of the shishim? So prima gadim, the first prima gadim in tzaddik test gives two reasons. One reason is because the pot is not immersed all around in the contents. The contents are in the pot. The pot is not immersed, so we don't know how to measure something that's not immersed. According to that reason, if a spoon fell in and it is immersed, we could use the spoon. The second reason is because we don't know if kelim are beleya, kelim are sometimes beleya, someone who are not pekiyim, to know what kelim are beleya when they're not beleya. So that's the reason that we don't use the spoon. The spoon has the ability to take some of the taste. So why can't it be mevatel? The reason it can't be mevatel is the lo yadina kamabola. So memela, we don't know with any certainty when kelim are beleya. So therefore, if I have a kazayas of dam and it went into this charubis and there's a spoon together with a pot full of food, so then the.
If you have 59 days in a petal, and a spoon that has to be belaya, kazayas dam, and a brand new spoon,
if we would know it's belaya, it would be mevatel. We don't know that it's belaya. That's why it's not mevatel.
Why?
You need to take the tam out of the. I don't want to eat the spoon. I want to eat the food.
Right.
Now, if Eliyahu HaNavi would tell me 1 ounce of dam went in and the spoon was belaya equally with everything else, then I know that of this ounce, 1/60th of it disappeared into the spoon and only 59/60ths disappeared into the rest of the food. And then it's bottle b'shishin. If I would know the spoon pulled some out, then what's left for the pot was 1/60th. It's only because I don't know if the spoon helped. But Yadina never was by lay. That's why it's not.
Maybe
what?
The concentration doesn't.
The concentration does change. If I would know that the spoon is by Maya, then the concentration would change.
It would not change. It's Balea the Heta also.
It's Balea. It says Balea everything. It's Balea.
Mekiva Eger wants to compare this to a desires of doubt that they both have.
Right. Like I said, it's not Halach Lamaisa, because we're not such Bekiyim to measure exactly 59 or 60. But okay, something we could argue about. Shach?
The first line in the Shach.
The one that begins with the word tablet?
The Lagabi Surim is only with the thing that tells in the Isur that we're talking about.
Yeah, that Shach is going on Sif Ches by tablet. It's going in the case of tablet, which gives taste. What? Lamed Beis is going on. It's going on the end of Sif Ches. It has nothing to do with this, because there he's going on tablet, which gives tablet more than 60. So that's only if the tablet is a machmasas boy, but not tabluah. See, we're not talking here about tablet. Here we're talking about regular Yisrael.
It sounds like not using the spoon or the knife is not prevalent. Why would you cut something?
Why the ladies put it into the ground? Because they don't know what they're doing. Putting it in the ground.
We have a spoon or something or a silverware.
My grandmother, Shalom, Shmasa Aden, I once went to a house and I saw in the pot, I saw either a spoon or a knife tucked into the flower pot. The first time I ever saw it, no, it didn't grow. So it's a confusion with the din of is halacha that if you cut cold, if you use a knife and you cut something treif that's cold, so it's not beleya, but it gets a thin film of the iser. So toifay bekarka esapam v'dayay. You could stick it into packed ground in and out 10 times, and that's considered to clean the blade. You don't leave it there. You don't do anything. And that's a
steel wool.
What? They say that if you you stick it into the pot, you don't have to worry that it'll be stuck into food.
So it sounds like that the issue of whether something is Malay or Poland, a tailing, is the subject.
It's always a suffix, but it doesn't have a din of suffix that rises to suffix the Rabbana. We are machmir for all the worst possibilities.
We
never use it with other sfeitas. Double that one. That's the way. There's a question if you could scour it, Bisman Azeh. When I was in the Ardeish year, Rav Palm said, Bishem, one of the other Rebbeim in the yeshiva, that this Rebbe said that if you clean it with steel wool, it's just as good. But he seemed to be skeptical. He said, do we know the difference if you stick it in the ground 9 times or 10 times? So steel wool, you can do it 9 times or 10 times. He was very skeptical about it. When I was in his
report.
Later, in later years, when he gave shear, guys told me that he was mekel. When he went to shear, he was supposed to mekel with the... Yeah? Later years, Rapal was
the
more...
Names are also
what?
The names are also better names.
The knives are also better knives. They don't have so many, unless they're serrated, in which case. So I don't know. When I was in the shear, I think there's Rabbi Kiva Eger who brings from one of the Rishonim that if you want to test if the knife is clean, you put a drop of water on the blade. If it runs down the blade perfectly, that means it's been cleaned. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes on that we don't know what it means to be clean. Do we understand Teshuvah Bekarkas upon? So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like it. So I don't know. I think the minig is the most rabbanim are mekel on the clean it with steel wool or something that they clean it very.
If you use it for cold,
or soapy steel wool would even be better.
If you cut cold,
if you cut cold, this is all if you cut cold, right?
But if you cut hot,
right? Right, right. Okay, what? If you cut hot, kashering is kailul kol. It says if you kasher in hot water, it's kailul. Tchiva b'karka esapamim. So since in Brooklyn we don't have much karka, it has to be packed earth. It's sometimes easier to just throw it into a pot of hot water and finish. The other chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'll show at the end of the Dibur HaMaslo, tam dam b'chelav ein shava. First he says if the tam is shava, of course that is tarif. But he writes at the very end an interesting thing. Beinan dafka beis isurim. Af the ain tam and shava beinan dafka beis isurim. Aval iser echad chalukin hatam ein mevatlin zeze. That means, let's say I have nevela. So I have, what are two cuts of meat that have definitely have different tastes? Let's say I have liver of nevela, and I have stravia of nevela.
Chicken
of nevela. I have two types of nevela, and they're two different tastes, and they fall into tarumas. So again, here I would think, the time in Mamabati, you have 59, and one kazayas of nevela of kaveh, and one kazayas of nevela of oif nevela. So I would take the time in my bottle. So to be kivega, no, that if it's one iser, then we don't say isurim avatlan zeze. It has to be the isurim avatlan one the other. Not if it's one iser. Even though mevitzi is the time in my bottle. So I think in the Badi Ashulchan he's mesupik. What's the logic to this? He says that the tamid suraf, the combined taste. Of course, if you put in a kazayas of liver and a kazayas of chicken, the combined taste gives taste. The combined liver-chicken taste, which is nicker, if it's two different isurim, it doesn't acid. But if it's both, this is a vela, so then it does acid. So therefore, if it's one shein iser, even though it's two tame iser, it's still acid. Okay, we'll start simon tzadik tes and yitzhashem.